Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're going there. DEI is very divisive. Some say it's fantastic. Who doesn't want diversity, equity, and inclusion? Who doesn't? We all do. Absolutely. Others say it's woke America and the downfall of merit. I'm still not sure. I'm still working to figure that out. But when I saw what's happening at the Sierra Club, I thought, oh boy, DEI has gone awry. Do you guys, anybody out there donate to the Sierra Club? This one's a little bit close to my heart because when my oldest was born, when Marley was born, I created in our home, we had like a second living area that, like, who uses a second living area? You know, formal living room. I made it what's called the jungle room, and I, you know, decorated it as her playroom, but it was all animal themed and it was really cute. So a dear friend of mine who was a good friend when Marley was born, said she's going to donate every year on Marley's birthday to the Sierra Club, environmentalism, animals, you know, that kind of thing, because of the jungle room. So the Sierra Club holds a special place in my heart until today. The Sierra Club's attempt to broaden its mission beyond environmentalism to include social justice has apparently begun the downfall of the organization, which did and probably still does terrific work. That's why when I read about this, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to call my friend Jessica and tell her you might need to stop. If they're on auto pay on Marley's birthday, you might need to stop the donations. So now, with a little bit of research, I have found that the Sierra Club now calls for defunding the police. They have denounced their founder, John Muir. And the reasons are because defunding the police is environmentalism. Now, you're saying to me, Jor, that sounds nuts. What do you mean defunding the police is environmentalism? I don't get it either. That's why I'm talking about it on the radio. Sierra Club, if you're a member of the Sierra Club, let me know how defunding the police is environmentalism, because I don't think it is. It's not. It's not. So I'm not sure how we make that jump. And I guess if somebody wants to explain it to me, they can. But you kind of jumped the shark with me there. According to a longtime Sierra Club activist, they currently have two full-time employees fighting against President Trump's incursions in the Arctic Refuge. But they have 108 full-time employees working on diversity, equity, inclusion. And the Sierra Club donations have collapsed. And I guess people on the inside know why. The Sierra Club has put out a language guide for those involved in the Sierra Club. I'm going to give you the phrases to avoid in just a minute, and you'll tell me if you agree with them. But it also tells them not to celebrate clean energy jobs, because fossil fuel jobs are more likely to be unionized. So here's my question for the Sierra Club. Are you pro-coal now? Because I'm pretty sure that your founder, John Muir, would not be pro-coal. So now the unionization is getting in the way, so we can't be champions for clean energy jobs. I find this confusing. The Sierra Club's energy, or excuse me, equity language guide, which I'm about to read to you, says not to use the words like vibrant or hardworking because they're racist. That one sort of put me over the edge. Are the words vibrant and hardworking racist? And anytime, here's a caveat, if you want to describe me as vibrant or hardworking, I will take that as a compliment. So thank you. I don't consider them racist words, but this is just me. This is Jordana. I'm not an active member of the Sierra Club yet. Was an adjacent supporter of the Sierra Club with my friend's yearly donation on Marley's birthday. So here are the common phrases to avoid. And when I say them, you can text me, you can call in, you can let me know if you find them to be triggering. And by the way, you're not allowed to use the word trigger either, because that's on the list of terms to avoid. So I'm going to start there. The common phrases to avoid, according to the Sierra Club, pull the trigger. Not allowed to say pull the trigger. Instead, they suggest go for it. So let me know. I am an advocate for gun control. But when I say I'm going to pull the trigger and try that, that's not that upsetting to me. But I get it. Okay. Let's keep going. You're not supposed to say locked and loaded. We're locked and loaded. You're supposed to say, we're ready to go. You're not supposed to say bulletproof. Instead, you're supposed to say untouchable or guaranteed to succeed. You're not supposed to say smoking gun. Instead, you're supposed to say, according to the Sierra Club, incontrovertible evidence or damning facts of the case. Smoking gun is catchier, but okay, Sierra Club. Let's go to less gun-related phrases to avoid. You're not supposed to say the word battle or battleground. Instead, you're supposed to use the word struggle or debate. You're not supposed to use the word climate brigade or troops. Instead, you're supposed to say United Movement for Climate Justice or Climate Defenders. History buffs, you're not supposed to say a day that will live in infamy. You're supposed to say a day that history will remember or history has its eyes on you. And finally, friends, and you can jump in anytime, 651-461-9226, you're not supposed to say boots on the ground. So Sierra Club members are never allowed to say, we've got boots on the ground in Sierra Leone and we're trying to stop the mining there. I just made that up, but you're not supposed to say that. Instead, you're supposed to say people on our side. So we're supposed to say we now have people on our side in Angola and we're trying to dig wells there so people can have clean water. Has the Sierra Club gone too far? 651-461-9226. Jor, what would I do if I'm offended by their replacement words? I don't know, friends. I don't know. I don't. This is why when I saw this, I thought to myself, wait a minute. Defund the police is not is against environmentalism? Like, we have completely lost our minds. And the Sierra Club, I thought, was doing great work. But now I feel like they have just gone off the derech, we say in Judaism, off the path. You're off the path of what you are supposed to be. Jor, sounds like a disgruntled employee making stuff up. No, these are taken from Sierra Club interactions, memos sent out to them. Jor, how about a fresh level of crazy? Can we say that? Because that's what this is. Okay, thank you. See, I feel a little, I come to you with these things to make sure it's not just me. Honestly, this show is like therapy because I often say to myself when I read or look at the news, am I nuts? Am I crazy? Or is this actual crazy town? And I know the world is on fire and it's burning, but it's the Sierra Club. Defunding the police is anti-environmentalism? What in fresh hell is happening? Jor, I have a friend who is involved in the Sierra Club. If you knew what lengths they went to try to shut down small businesses not deemed environmentally friendly, you'd flip your lid. They are an extreme radical group. Really? Okay, this is news to me, friends, the things I learn. I know you're supposed to listen so you can learn things, but I'm learning a lot today. Wow. Someone said Sierra equals crazy. Yeah, if you're in the Sierra group, call me. 651-461-9226. Jor, I am first-generation American, and this nonsense with the Sierra Club is exactly why I've completely avoided and boycotted any company or organization that brought DEI as this great country was founded on hard work initiative. Wow. Okay. First-generation American, welcome. Welcome, first-generation American. I hope you're having a good experience here. We're a bit of a mess, especially now, but I hope it's working out for you. Jor, seems like there are far bigger issues for the Sierra Club to focus on from a vibrant, oh, this is from a vibrant environmental scientist. Yes, you know what? I'm going to ask John Abraham about this, Dr. Abraham, next time he comes on, what he knows about the Sierra Club. I texted my friend Jessica, by the way, to maybe not send donations or look a little deeper from now on. Jor, I really cannot take it anymore. This is so stupid. No wonder people don't want to talk to anyone anymore. Okay, that's honestly how I felt. I thought, wow, this was, I thought, a great environmental organization. And they're telling people to not use the words vibrant or hardworking because now those words are racist. What in the living world is going on? Jor, if that's all true, it's crazy. What are they thinking? Okay. Can I not say off the beaten path? Oh, no. Someone texted me, Jor, you can't say off the beaten path. Is it not beaten? I said off the derech. Off the path, off the derech. I was using some Yiddish there. You're off the derech. You're off the path. You know, the straight and narrow. My goodness. Jor, just to drive my husband nuts, I engage with him in the kill two birds with one stone. And instead I say feed two birds with one scone. Love it.
Jor, we got a call.
Environmental humor.
We got a call from Ralph, who used to be, we'll see if he still is, a Sierra Club supporter. Let's take a quick break and then get to that phone call coming up next.
Sure. Thanks, Ralph. You got it. The Sierra Club has jumped the shark, friends. Can't use the word vibrant or hardworking because apparently those are racist. And defunding the police is not environmentalism. I learned so much about the Sierra Club this morning. I saw a piece about a memo that went out that said there are common phrases to avoid. Like, for example, instead of battle or battleground, you have to say struggle or debate. I mean, stop it, Sierra Club. That should have been a stop it. Stop it. Ralph is joining us on the line now. Ralph, calling from Minnetonka, do you have experience with the Sierra Club?
Well, I've been a contributor for a number of years, and I would say this. They've seen my last check. I'll tell you that. They've lost their way, and they've lost their objective. This is becoming a political organization. I'm done.
So before this conversation that we had this morning, did you already know all this information, Ralph?
I did not. I'm appalled.
Are you going to call and ask them why? I mean, you're a longtime contributor.
Well, I'll stand by and see what they look like in a year or two.
Yeah. But thank you, because I called my friend and I told her the same thing. I'm like, I don't think you should be contributing or I texted her because I didn't know that much about the Sierra Club. I just thought they were a great environmental organization doing the Lord's work. And here we are with, you know, you can't say vibrant because vibrant's racist. It's nuts.
You know, they were a wonderful advocate for their objectives, but they've lost their way. This is sounds pretty political to me.
Me too, Ralph. Thank you, Ralph. And thank you, by the way, also for what a good neshama, what a good soul you had. You were giving to an organization that you thought was help healing the world. And I'm sorry to bring you this information, Ralph, but it's true. And many of the texters have said, by the way, hold on one sec, because Many of you have had experiences. I just want to, the text line keeps refreshing, so I really apologize. Jor, if you thought Sierra Club was all about planting trees and saving whales, I think you've learned now who they are with this defund the police nonsense. It's true. Someone wrote, the Sierra Club nonsense is just another example of how off the wall brainwashed we've become. Okay, that's also true. Jor, they've gone off the deep end. Is that offensive too? I don't know. We have to ask the Sierra Club if off the deep end. And you guys are really funny too, so I'll sprinkle in the funny ones. Jor, sounds like they're shooting themselves in the foot. Not going to be allowed to say that at the Sierra Club. Absolutely. You're not, you can't shoot anybody at the Sierra Club. Go ahead, David. You want to jump in here?
Well, I just, the problem with this, and I say this all the time, is to me, this boils down to extremism and going far with a good idea because, you know, I think most of us can say that conserving our planet is a good idea, and that an organization mm-hmm. that tries to do that would be worthy of existing and having our donations. Mm-hmm. But then they go too far, and then on the other side, the reaction is total like denial of climate change and not wanting mm-hmm. to invest in that at all, and ignoring all those issues, like our administration is doing right now. There was a climate mm-hmm. summit in Brazil earlier this week, and the chair for the U.S. was empty. So that's the problem, is that we swing to one of those extremes, either ignoring it completely or having an organization like the Sierra Club that goes too far and then gets tied up in all of these, like, far, I guess you'd say, left-wing or super liberal or out there things. And I think mm-hmm. most of us are in the middle where we go, we can do both at the same time. Like Dr. Abraham says, we can do things that are good for the climate and also good for our pocketbook with a sane mind instead of gravitating to one of those extremes.
And exactly the truth of what's happening in this country. We're going too far one way or the other, because you know what? This texter also is responding really to what you're saying, David. The usage guidances do sound absurd, but that doesn't mean that the Sierra Club cannot still be doing good work for the environment. And all of, see, that's true. And they do. They have two employees working on, what did I say in my initial statement about this? There were two employees, full-time employees, fighting against Trump's incursions in the Arctic refuge, but 108 full-time employees working on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Sierra Club, like, your job was the Arctic refuge stuff, not necessarily the calling the word hardworking racist. So I get that there might be a couple of people in an organization that makes it a little or too far one way, but the leaders of the organization need to pull those people back or say, that's okay, but that's not what we do here. We don't call for defunding the police because that's not environmentalism. That's not what you do. You save the whales and you plant the trees. You don't call to defund the police. So yes, they can still do good work, but you gotta let everybody know, like Ralph, who was a donor. Then you got to start telling him, these are the tenets of what our organization does. We are committed to defunding the police in your community. Would please send us a check. Then Ralph gets to decide whether or not the 2% of the employees that are helping save the whales is worth the 100 other employees working to defund the police. And Ralph gets to make that decision. But you can't start out one way, get completely hijacked by a ridiculously radical left agenda, and then expect people to still give you money. So if you want to be the Sierra Club, planting the trees and saving the dolphins, fantastic. But you can almost not do both, because there are going to be people who want to give to your organization, but not that kind of ideology. So therefore, fine, Sierra Club, if that's you, if you are the people who think the word vibrant is racist, we now know because of this internal memo. You have now told us. I think you should have been a little more transparent. I bet Ralph is wishing he maybe had a couple of those checks back. But where was the shift? Where was the change? I only know this because I read a piece about an internal memo. You got to tell everybody who you are if you still expect us to fund you. And then don't be mad when we're not allowed to say the word vibrant and you still want a check from us. I will get off my Sierra Club soapbox right now. But remember, I learned something today about the Sierra Club. I'm bringing it to you. We're all learning today. We're also learning if you are smarter than Carter slash David. Yes, Adam is out hunting. And somebody texted me, if no one asked this hour, where's Adam? Funny, I get the joke because it's annoying when you guys ask me, but you are not texter. I get the sarcasm. Adam's out hunting today, but I want to know if you are smarter than Carter. So 651-461-9226. No hat, just our undying gratitude and respect for being smarter than David if you win. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Looks like we may actually have a participant for Smarter Than Carter, although this week it's Smarter Than David because Adam Carter is currently in a deer stand and unreachable.
I did dominate last time that I played.
You did.
So I think, yeah, people are a little nervous. I'm smarter than Adam for the most part. So Sean is going to take a shot at it, though. Hi, Sean. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Oh, great voice, Sean. Are you a radio guy?
Wannabe.
Well, let's make your audition tape today, okay? I'll let you talk a lot. Okay, so I'll let you talk a lot. Have you ever played Smarter Than Carter before, sir?
You know I have, and I've won.
Oh, did you actually receive a hat?
I did.
Okay, thank goodness. At least CCO followed through. Sean, where are you calling?
It took a while, but I got it.
We're a little slow. We're doing the Pony Express here at CCO Radio. Sean, where are you calling in from, and what do you do?
I'm calling from Brooklyn Park, and I'm retired, but I work at Unity Hospital part-time.
Oh, so nice of you. Thank you for volunteering, and also good for you for retiring. Sean, would you like to go first, or you want David to take... I'm going to say that first bullet because I am not a member of the Sierra Club, and I'm still allowed to say that.
I'll go first.
All right, here we go. Sean, the government shutdown ended this week after how many Democratic and independent senators switched and voted for a Republican-backed spending package? So how many from across the aisle or in the middle of the aisle voted for the Republican-backed spending package? Was it 1, 2, or 8?
8.
That's correct. 7 Democrats and 1 independent. Angus King of Maine, who caucuses with them, they passed the measure and President Trump signed it on Wednesday night. David Josephson, as part of the temporary spending plan that ended the shutdown, Republicans agreed to do what? Did they agree to cancel Trump's White House ballroom project? Did they agree to rehire federal workers laid off because of the shutdown? Or did they agree to eliminate the Senate filibuster?
Oh, the other two would be nice, but I believe that was the middle one, B.
Rehire the federal workers laid off because of the shutdown. Yes. That's exactly what they said.
And give Trump some air traffic controllers a $10,000 bonus. Do you think they're really going to get that?
I don't think they're going to get it. But true, that was in the news this morning, that the air traffic controllers that stayed on the job will be receiving a $10,000 bonus. Mm. It would be great if they did. Yeah. But I don't trust anything anymore.
I worked through the shutdown. I'll take 10 grand. Let's go.
Yeah, not only did I work through COVID and the shutdown and took a pay cut for the company in COVID, I didn't get a bonus anyway, and I still haven't, and I haven't received the money back. So, yeah, it's been a problem. Okay, anyway, that's a me problem, right? Back to Sean. Here we go. A House panel released thousands of documents related to its investigation of Jeffrey Epstein. In one email, which person told him to let Trump hang himself? Someone wrote an email to Jeffrey Epstein and it said, let Trump hang himself. Was it Michael Wolff, Steve Bannon, or Ghislaine Maxwell?
Maxwell.
In fact, it was Michael Wolff. And Wolf is an author and journalist who has written several books on Trump. He appeared frequently in the cache of documents released by Congress, often advising Epstein on how he could make the information he had on Trump to good use. Sounds like a terrible person. Anyway, moving on. That was just my commentary. David, this is for you. After the Louvre heist last month, the internet became obsessed with a dapper gentleman in a photo. Mm-hmm. Guy's wearing a top hat and a three-piece suit with a vest and an overcoat. He's carrying an umbrella, using it as a cane, and he's literally standing in front of the investigators. Who was this person? Was it a private investigator hired by the Louvre? Was it a true crime podcast host, or was it a teenage bystander?
Mm. Boy, this, I know that so many people got into this story. It's kind of a niche
story. It's a good picture.
That a lot of people got into. I did not get deep into that story, so I do not know the answer to this. I am going to guess that it is that it was just C, just a teenage bystander.
You're absolutely right. It was a teenage bystander. And by the way, Elias, I know, right? Elias Garzon de la Vue. He's a 15-year-old from Paris, from the Paris suburbs. He tried to visit the Louvre the morning of the heist and said that it was closed, obviously. But he was so well-dressed, he got a lot of attention. So it's a great photo. If you haven't seen it, Google it. Sean, back to you. America's Catholic bishops issued a statement this week rebuking the Trump administration's handling of what issue? Was it immigration, food stamps, or abortion?
Food stamps.
Incorrect. It should have been food stamps, but it was immigration. The bishops, who were often divided by politics, said that they spoke out for immigrants. They said in a near unanimous statement, they oppose the indiscriminate mass deportation of people. David, Jack Schlossberg is a 32-year-old political scion. He's running for a House seat in New York. Who is his grandfather?
Oh.
Is it Dick Cheney, John F. Kennedy, or Rupert Murdoch?
Ooh.
Jack Schlossberg, a 32. I'm getting it right. Schlossberg.
Okay.
It's a long, it's a tough one to say. He might want to consider changing it.
Yeah.
Jack Schlossberg.
Don't mess around.
32-year-old political scion.
Okay.
Is his grandfather Dick Cheney, John F. Kennedy, or Rupert Murdoch?
Boy, I don't know this one either, but I will guess C, Rupert Murdoch.
It is John F. Kennedy.
Oops.
And like, if you're, oh, there's the music. If your grandfather is John F. Kennedy, how are you not changing your name to Jack Kennedy instead of Schlossberg?
Yeah.
Sorry. No offense. No offense. But, you know, that's it's a tough one. It's a tough one. Okay. Moving on. Sean, here we go. Two executives. We had this on the show this week. So if you listen to the show, you'll know the answer. Two executives at the BBC have resigned over a controversy regarding an edited clip from what event? Was it an edited clip of the funeral of Queen Elizabeth II? Was it an edited clip of Trump's speech on January 6th? Or was it an edited clip of a red carpet interview with The Rock?
I'd say B, Trump.
It was absolutely Trump. They edited 52 minutes out of what he was saying and spliced things together and misled people about what he said. Trump's trying to sue them for $1 billion. They have made an apology, and I'm pretty sure they're never going to see their $1 billion, or going to see that $1 billion. But here we go. David,
yeah.
The FDA commissioner said the agency will remove a black box warning for what medication? What medication for what disease? Was it a medication for dementia? Was it a medication for diabetes? Or was it a medication for menopause that the black box warning is now removed
that's
from?
That's C. I believe it was hormone treatment for menopause. Is that correct?
Exactly. David knows that because he booked a guest for that very thing when we talked about that on the show. And Sean, honestly, if you're the producer of this show, it does give you an advantage, my friend.
It does. I can tell that. Yeah, that's for sure.
It does. Sorry about that. Here we go. Sean, two pitchers of the Cleveland Guardians were charged this week with colluding with gamblers by doing what? By purposely giving up home runs? By sharing teammates' injury status? Or by throwing certain pitches at certain times?
Certain pitches at certain times.
That is correct. Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were arrested for tipping off bettors to individual pitches. I think they should be banned from baseball. This is not okay. David Josephson.
Yeah, last question.
The United States minted its last pennies this week,
sure
ending
did.
The coin's decline mm-hmm. into irrelevance. When was the first U.S. penny minted?
Oh, boy.
Was it 1793, 1858, or 1909?
Oh, man. I would think 17. What was the earliest date?
1793, 1858, or 1909.
Let's go with a 1793.
You're absolutely right. 1793, after the Coinage Act, written by Alexander Hamilton. He established the country's first mint in Philadelphia. What's the score?
Yeah, I won. Sorry over there, Sean, but I won 4-3. Fair and square.
So sorry, Sean. You'll have to play with Adam next time. Clearly, he's not smarter than David. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you,
Sean.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day, my friend. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You gonna sit down and talk politics at the Thanksgiving table? What are you, nuts? Bill Doherty, co-founder of Braver Angels of Minnesota. Bill, are you nuts if you sit down and talk politics at the Thanksgiving table? Come on.
You can't account for your relatives.
That's right.
Yeah, this problem has entered everyday life, family life, work relationship, friendships. And there are ways to, and this is what we do in our Braver Angels workshops, there are ways to learn how to not surrender your beliefs, but to stop fighting and escalating with people. So we talk about it in our Families and Politics workshop. We talk about the prime directive, like Star Trek. Don't try to change a family member's mind about something that's important to them. Don't go into a conversation to enlighten the other person. It's going to backfire. But go into it to listen, to express your views, and to just have a sharing of opinions, but without trying to change somebody.
Are the air traffic controllers coming back? Do we still need to vote on it? I got a lot of questions. CBS reporter Stacey Lynn has the answers.
Well, there was an agreement to the agreement, which means they did a procedural vote last night, and the House passed resolution came out 60 to 40. So the final vote would advance it. So while it looks like, you know, the end is near for this government shutdown, the timing of the passage still kind of remains unclear because, you know, there could be some blips in the road, and, you know, this whole Senate process with all these procedural votes could get a little bit sticky and lengthy, as any one senator can really slow down the process. And then when it goes back to the House, it is expected to pass the House because Republicans do have the votes to pass it, but that's when it will go to the president's desk. So what we're looking at right now, they're hoping to get this done in the next few days by the end of the week, but it's still up in the air.
Police Chief Brian O'Hara in studio. The re-election of Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. Your reaction?
The mayor has very clearly and publicly been the one person to stand by my side every time when it wasn't convenient. And I think one thing that gets lost, the mayor gets criticized a lot. There's frustration, there's trauma on all kinds of levels.
Of course.
But there's one thing that the cops or anyone else can't say about this mayor is that he did not pander at the time. When kind of there was just, I've seen the video, there's kind of a mob of a few thousand people outside of his house. I believe his wife was either pregnant at the time or had an infant inside. And while people, politicians all over the country were just caving in left and right, the mayor didn't do what was convenient. And what would have been in the best interest of his safety is to simply, you know, agree with the crowd and say he would disband the police department. At that time, that he literally had his body on the line and said what was right. And I think that's what leadership actually is.
AJ Owen was trying to explain to his sons what SNAP benefits were and why people weren't going to be able to get enough food. He started a food bank in his front yard to help others.
What's your message to our listeners about, like, what you tell your kids and why you tell your kids that?
Yeah, I've had so many people in the comments of you know, viral posts and, like, just be so negative about, you know, you need to work for food. And it is not controversial that everybody needs food.
Yeah.
I have people coming in here with babies needing size one diapers. Nobody deserves to be unfed, unclothed. It's a just basic human right. We're all here for each other.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Target. We like our new employees here at Target, but there's a thing that we need from you. You need to be sultry. You need to welcome employees with a smile on your face and a wink in your eye. Don't get too close. Make eye contact. And if you make a love connection, well, thankfully you're wearing your red shirt. And red is the universal color of love here at Target. So smile, and the whole world will smile with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.